103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
It's Friday, the 16th of January 2015, and this is the second week of The Sod Show back on track. If you're kind of wondering, this kind of should be Brian's voice and he should be in a studio somewhere, and it's not, it's Peter. So to wonder why, or to let me explain this, this sounds, I know, it's the worst probably intro you've ever heard on a gardening podcast ever in the country, but here's what happens. The Sod Show is entirely voluntarily run in our spare time. We've won shiny things because we're good at doing what we do, but the odd time people get kind of busy. And in the busy bit, it also means you'll hear ambient sounds in the background of trucks and tractors and me having a slurp of coffee. It's gone a bit cold. Now I feel like singing a Dido song, but it is a bit cold outside. It's, what are we at this moment in time? Are we minus something overnight? And we've had Hurricane Rachel. And I've seen pictures of Rachel from friends literally popping up all over Facebook and Twitter, left, right and centre. But back to it. What's happened? In short, Brian Green works for a living, as does Peter Donegan, as does Katrina Redmond, as do you listen to this podcast. And I guess to simplify it, it's one thing to do what I'm doing now, which is to record a podcast, which is how The Sod Show started. Literally at my back garden, talking into the tail end of my iPhone. But it's another thing to make a radio show at radio quality, at radio standard. The standard, I guess, that one of those shiny things, and to put it out literally 52 weeks of the year. So before Christmas, what would have happened was basically I, as Donegan Landscaping, ended up literally up to my absolute neck. Literally up to my neck, and I had to turn around to the guys and say, "Listen, I'm taking a breather. I gotta take time out. I just can't. You know, there's a man in a suit, and he works behind the counter in a bank, and he kind of says, you know, sometimes you need to give us money, or it's rarely we would like to give you money, and I wish it was the latter, and I wish you would send me a Christmas card and bake me cake as well. And so I had to do those things, which essentially is making gardens. It's what I was born to do. It's what I love doing. And so I did that. It was just busy and it was good and it's not a complaint. But daylight hours were against me, and the clock was ticking and deadlines were always get it ready for 25th of December. You can't leave a garden half finished over the Christmas. So there was a little bit of spotlight and working at night time and working through the night in a lot of cases and against the elements. And so that's that. So today's show, again, is... there's one going out on air, which is radio quality, that you may have heard before. In fact, you would have heard it before. And that's fine. And it's proudly sponsored by Green Sacks. The podcast, however, is a little bit different. And this one is especially for you listening in iTunes or Stitcher or on the website or Facebook. And for that alone, thank you so very much. It's great. We are, that I am aware, Ireland's only full-time garden radio show. I know there are slots within shows, but I think we still are Ireland's only garden radio show and podcast. And I guess we don't want to let that go. And I don't want to let it go. And again, I probably double underline it. It's probably the point where we're looking for your little bit of support. To pause from me, one of the girls behind the scenes, or one of the people behind the scenes, is Katrina Redmond. And here's a little word from her. It probably explains a little bit from her side of things. She's one of the voices, you might say, that you wouldn't hear too much on the air, but she'll just give you a little bit of an insight into why and how it all happens. Let's go there.
Hiya, it's Katrina from The Sod Show. I thought I'd fill you in on why I'm involved in The Sod Show, what I do and what I'm interested in. So about this time last year, a little over a year ago, I approached Peter and Brian and asked them would they be willing to share their knowledge with me, to show me the ropes, to explain to me how a professional podcast and radio show was put together. And they've been really generous with their time and their knowledge. And actually last year I recorded an interview for The Sod Show with Vita about growing potatoes and food projects in Eritrea, which I found was absolutely a fantastic experience. I really love doing it. So I hope to do a couple more this year. My knowledge and my know-how comes from blogging and writing. My first cookbook was produced last year. It's called Wholesome, Feed Your Family Well for Less. I have been interviewed a couple of times on The Sod Show, so I knew what to expect. So I bring that area of expertise to the table. I know that Brian's background is in radio production and Peter's background is from horticulture and from podcasting, but I bring kind of the writing element to the team. So between the three of us, we work out to be quite a good team. I've really enjoyed working with The Sod Show in 2014, so I'm really looking forward to 2015. January is a real time of the year when the light begins to become more. You really begin to feel an awful lot of hope. Just by my front door, in a little kind of triangle by my front door, and just bear in mind I have a tiny, tiny garden, I have a little pot that I planted some narcissus in the autumn, and it's beginning to poke through the ground because it's an early narcissus, and it's a real sign that growth is returning. Down at the allotment, and I have a 200 square metre allotment, and before the first frosts came in, I planted onions and garlic to overwinter, and they're beginning to sprout through. Actually, the garlic is doing fantastically. And again, that's another sign that things are beginning to turn. And here at home, I've begun to sit down and work through my seed catalogue, my database, to see what I'm going to grow this year. I've invested in a couple of unusual seeds that I'm really looking forward to tackling this year. Top of which on the unusual list is cucamelons. That's going to be interesting. They are cucumbers. They look like melons and they taste a little bit like lemon. I know that Catherine Cleary in the Irish Times mentioned them last week when she tasted them in Chez Panisse, which is one of the top restaurants in the world, which is based in California. So it'll be interesting to see if I can grow them over here. I've heard of a couple of people in Western Europe growing them last year. So I'm going to pop them in the polytunnel and see how I go. So why gardening? Well, obviously, I've just explained to you, I do grow an awful lot of my own food. I'm really passionate about growing food and becoming more connected with the food that we grow. So shortening the distance, I suppose, from the farm to your plate. And for me, my polytunnel and allotment are about a mile and a half away. So that's not too far of a distance to travel. We also rear our own free range pigs. So as part of a syndicate. And by doing that as well, we're very much involved in the meat that arrives on our plate. So it's all something that I'm very, very passionate about. It's growing food and being involved in the land and a growing movement is something that has happened more recently for me. I really, really love it. I love being out in the fresh air. I love feeling muck, dirt under my nails. I know that sounds mad. I also love coming home and washing it off, let me assure you. But I love nurturing and growing the plants that we grow and knowing that they're going to end up on our table. But I also love growing flowers and other plants that are beneficial to the bees and that encourage pollination. So all in, it's something that really, really excites me. At the moment, I'm waiting for a couple of deliveries from various different places across Ireland and the UK. I've ordered some new fruit trees. There's a grapevine coming. This will be our first grapevine that we'll have grown. It's for eating, not for making wine. But we've also invested in a dehydrator so we can make our own raisins. And that's the kind of thing that really, really excites me. Podcasting is something that is constantly to the forefront of my mind. And the reason for that is because as I go about my day's work, I always have audio on in the house. I would never sit down to watch a YouTube video until the evening, but podcasts always run in the background, be it while I'm in the kitchen cooking or while I'm sitting on my desk working. I'm always listening to audio. And I think that podcasts offer that bridge between news, information, and that's my three-year-old in the background. I'm at home all the time with my children. I have a six-year-old who goes to school and then a three-year-old who's at home full-time with me. And I work from home. So I write about food, I photograph food, I'm very much involved in the production of food, and then I also love podcasting. So being involved in The Sod Show is the perfect combination of my passions, food, growing and podcasting. and I'm really grateful to the opportunity that Peter and Brian have offered to me. So whatever you're up to for the week ahead, I hope you're going to have a good one. That's the way I normally end off my podcasts. And do let us know if you're going to be growing anything unusual this year in your garden. Are you going to be growing fruit, vegetables, flowers, perennials? Have you decided to do something new? Have you sat down to work on your garden and see where you're going? So for me, goodbye.
So thanks, Katrina. And if you want to find out more about Katrina, she's just Google Wholesome Ireland and you'll find everything that she is. Okay, so one of the biggest questions we're asked over the years, over the last, oh God, how many months? 12 months, is, it's slightly cold. It's freezing outside, man. Or at least my hands are holding this microphone. But one of the big questions that I'm asked over the last 12 months is, look, how do we get an interview? Or why didn't you interview him or her? Or how come I got in touch with you for an interview and it never actually happened? So there's a couple of answers to that. For those who I did interview last year, let me break this down, Bobby Brown. I'll take two as an example. The interview with Contrast, the apple farm down in Tipperary, and also the double header that I did with Blarney Castle and Gardens. I was actually on my holidays when I recorded those interviews, and they are more than well worth listening to, but that's the kind of thing that I do. And it's not, you know, I've got this, you know, kind of 52 people sitting on my back and I'm carrying them around the whole country, or I've got a fridge on my back. It's not one of them. It's more, I actually like it, you know, and I find it very hard to stay away from gardens. It's like not having a coffee fix in the morning. So that probably explains that bit. To you, if you wanted an interview, it's really simple. I guess you just got to bear in mind that bit where I kind of do the working bit for a living, and give me enough notice. So if you rang me on the 1st of, and this happened last year, for example, around the time of bloom, people emailed me on the first week in May, and we'd already got, you know, those interviews kind of lined up and in progress. And, you know, if you know the Sod Show and you listen to the Sod Show, you'll have a rough idea that Gary Graham is usually interviewed for the weekend of bloom. So no matter who you are, no matter what your PR company is, bloom is the big picture. Supporting Irish horticulture is probably the next big picture. And obviously it would be unfair on the industry to just go and pick one gardener over the other, and I guess there's a little bit of that, but look, if you do, give us a bit of notice. I mean, like, as in a couple of months, you're smart people, you know that the press releases for Christmas trees go out in September, you know that, I know that. Give us 3 months, 2 months, a week, chance your arm if you feel like it, really. To the people that I didn't get to excuse me, I don't know. I guess it's like sometimes you get an email in from Britney Spears' press agent and says that she'll be in the country this Saturday. Would you like to interview her? And I'm in the middle of a garden in Galway, and you kind of say, look, I'm in Galway. If Britney wants to come down, yeah, I know it's a really bad example, but if Britney wants to come down and have a chat, she's more than, and they go, well, she's only going to be in the super duper super hotel for the next hour, we can fit you in a 6:30. It sometimes doesn't work out that way, and that's generally speaking the only reason why it kind of sometimes never happened, because again, you got to bear in mind, you know, essentially if we want to go to Azerbaijan to interview Simon Cowell as well, I'm obviously picking really fictitious names or names that'll never happen. You know, we pay for it out of our own pocket, and that's grand. And again, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not at all. I actually love it. I don't mind it. You know, for a guy who doesn't play golf, and never will, is it, by the way, travelling to Azerbaijan probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. In fact, it would probably be a good thing. Okay, so there's not really a whole lot else. There's a couple of things have changed over the last while. Number one, on sodshow.com. /news, we put in all the newsy stuff. So there, I think this week, for example, you'll find the top 5 most listened to Sod Shows. If you're thinking about coming on, picking one of them probably isn't the worst thing in the world you can do. Number one, I know, is Glenisk, and number 4, I think it is Eddie Byrne of Waterford Institute of Horticulture. All very, very, very different podcasts. But the one thing you'll get from all of those five, no matter which one you choose to listen to, is that they all are just genuine, nice people having a chat, like me and you having a cup of tea kind of thing. And there's kind of no agenda, and there's no kind of sales pitch, if you want to call it that. And the funny thing is the Glenisk one I know aired somewhere around about July, if I'm open to correction on that, but I think it was about July 2014. And within the space of, I think, 2 weeks, the same thing happened, or a similar thing happened with Eddie. It became, I think it literally hit the top five, top six within the space of 2 weeks. So to hit number one for 2014 really is some achievement with only a couple of months in the pipeline. Bear in mind, we did interviews in January and February and March as well, if you understand me. So that's probably there for you. I know there's some news in from Board Bia as well. And also, I think there's a little note in there. If you really want a little bit of a different type of a garden podcast, the BBC Radio 4 guys did an absolute whopper of one called From Roots to Riches. And it's, I guess what's probably a real testament to it is that the BBC have said that it will never be taken down off air. So it's there, it's kind of like, how would you say, Ulysses to the plant world. And it's more than well worth listening. As I said, a little bit more in depth. So if you don't have, if you don't know big, long botanical Latin names, you may find yourself a little bit lost at times, or at least this is what I'm told. But that said, have a go, take a listen. It's more than well worthwhile. And and also, if you know of any other decent gardening podcasts, please just let us know. We'll happily promote them. To be honest with you, if you go all the way back, what you'll find, and I think we have it noted, or I have it noted in the about pages of the Sod Show, is that what we actually wanted to do, and the reason why this all started was because, number one, there was no garden radio show in the radio show in the country at the time, no Irish one anyway. And I think when you look at television now, you might find that hard to believe. I mean, I'm told from pretty much 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, between the Great British Garden Revival and Alan Titchmarsh, Sir Alan of Titchmarsh, as I like to call him, on ITV and BBC, I've never seen so many homes, do-up-your-homes and garden shows. I mean, really good garden shows. You know, sometimes there are shows that may have involved a garden as such, but the garden wasn't the main story. It's really, really, really good to see them coming back. And we're still here. And by the way, March 2015 will be the Sod Show's fourth birthday on air. That's 50 approximate shows per annum, running for 4 years. So there's almost 200 different guests that we've ever had on air, all interviews recorded in our spare time. And for that, I guess the only other thing to ask you is, even though it's a slow day Friday and this isn't your usual bit of podcast and this isn't what people will hear live on Dublin City FM every Friday, which is grand if you like tuning into the wireless, but I guess the only other thing to ask you for is this. If you could, we are on Facebook as The Sod Show. We're on Twitter as Sod Show. We're in iTunes. We're in Stitcher if you're on Android and you like to listen that way. But if you could go and give us a like or a share or a retweet or a review, you may feel like saying, I think your podcast is shite. I don't like it. I don't like you. And that's grand. That's allowed. We'd encourage that. Give it a no-star rating in iTunes. Give it a 5-star rating in iTunes. It genuinely is all good. Because there's three parts to this. There's Peter who's doing this because I can talk. Obviously, I know you know that. You may laugh now. And there's Peter who does this because I've been growing plants under my bed since I was 5, etc., etc. And I genuinely love what I do. There's also you who listen to the show. And then there are the people who decide to involve, you might say, the Sod Show. So we've got like very good friends, like, for example, I should say, Sean in Two Spots Coffee, who gives us places where we can do interviews that aren't outside for people who aren't used to the outsides, and gives us coffee as well. So Tattoo Spots Coffee, thanks very much. And there's also people like Borbia, who you might remember in 2014 we had the International Garden Centre Congress across, and the Sideshow, or at least I and the microphone, were invited on that journey. And we got some real beautiful whoppers of interviews from Australia. I think there was three from Australia, one from Germany, one from America. And I was just, you know, you wonder how we're doing as an industry. You think the garden centres are a bit cack maybe. And then you hear the Australians saying, no. I think you are genius. And so again, to the people behind the scenes, to the people who've pushed us maybe and said, look, would you like to come along? To those who've helped us out and given us a free T-shirt. Celtic Worm Company down in Cork, how are you? And also to you for listening. You're the biggest one. Without you, it'd be like playing football with nobody watching. That's kind of a little bit not as much fun, if you understand me. There's not a whole lot more to say, I don't think. I've written down a few notes. Oh yeah, greensax.ie. Well, they're not greensax.ie anymore. Just Google Greensax. They sponsored a radio show. And I've always said, you know, whilst they don't sponsor the podcast, if you really want to be technical about it, they do sponsor the radio show. And it's always nice to have, you know, the name on your jersey, isn't it? I think it looks good. Arsenal, Emirates, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so that's it. Listen, happy Friday. You know where to find us. Sodshow.com for everything in the planet. You got any thoughts or comments? If you think we're crap, deadly, shite, brilliant, send us a note, drop us a line. Have a cracking weekend, and hopefully we're back to normal in the next coming while. Without you, this fucking thing means nothing. And I love you dearly. Take care, Slán, from me, Katrina, Brian, the rest of the crew. Take care. Bye-bye.